You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt. It is our weekly prediction edition, and I've got juicy, juicy stuff. Predictions for Sonny Corinthos, Heather Weber and Cyrus Renaud, Jason Morgan and Valentine Cassadine, Nina Reeves and Drew Kane, and also for Dex Heller and John Jagger Cates. As always, our predictions are based on recent episode activity and upcoming spoilers, which I will share with you so you know where I'm coming from. If you haven't, please subscribe. Now let's just jump right in. I don't know if this is going to happen, but it needs to happen. So I'm putting it on my prediction list. Sonny Corinthos needs an intervention. Will his family make it happen? Last week, Nina Reeves got together with Carly Spencer, and after their usual snark, 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 she gave her a heads up about Ava getting too close to Sonny. And we know Christina's worried. And then spoilers for the week, Friday, May 3rd, Sonny warns Dante about Dex. And I feel like that might warn Dante, not so much about Dex, but about something going on with his dad. And that same day on Friday, Carly realizes something about Sonny. And I wonder if she realizes he is displaying the same symptoms he does when he's in a bipolar spiral, when he's off his meds. Jason asked him about his meds. You know, Ava had concerns about his meds and she even went and had him tested. She knows the truth and she's sitting on it, which is problematic. Sam isn't sure Ava should be around Sonny. Dante's not sure about it. Carly and Jason are worried, and every interaction they have with Sonny worries them more. I just wonder if everybody finally gets together and they all have a discussion and agree, okay, we are very worried about Sonny and we are very worried about Ava being near Sonny while he is clearly distraught or maybe available to be manipulated, something like that. So I don't think Sonny would take well to an intervention, but I think it would be really soapy and fun to see. My second prediction, Heather Weber and Cyrus Renaud make peace, maybe do some bonding. So this is based on recent episodes rather than future spoilers. Laura was talking about her brother Cyrus with Sonny on Friday. Sonny said Cyrus belongs in jail, and she blew up. Like, how dare you say that? You belong in jail. She's not wrong, but Sonny's not wrong either. And Laura has also been occupying herself a lot with Heather, who is, you know, family by former marriage. And we do know that Heather doesn't like Cyrus at all. Remember, she was screaming at him when she saw him near Ace, but also she was screaming at him when she was still suffering metallosis, that heavy metal poisoning. So she's had that out. She is being calm. She said she doesn't even recognize the person that she was before. Cyrus is being more chill. He gave up on being a radio preacher. He said that he doesn't feel like he's in a place where he needs to tell anybody anything. Heather is much saner without that toxic hip. I just wonder that if these two villains who have Laura Collins in common may bury the hatchet. I think that would be very, very interesting. I would even like to see them, I don't know, in a romance. I think that would be very bizarre, kind of scary, but cool. But I do think they may make peace. My third prediction, I think we're going to get Jason Morgan versus Valentine Cassadine. This has already been brewing. Monday, April 29th, Jagger confronts Jason while Valentine reassures someone that Anna's not a problem. I don't know if he's talking to Brennan, if he's talking to someone at the cop shop. It's very hard to tell the room he was in. It was either the PCPD or Pentonville, but the tile on the walls looks a lot alike. Tuesday, April 30th, Valentine has an interesting proposition for Anna. And in the promo for Monday, Anna talks to Jason about him helping her look into Valentine because she's worried she's going to screw up the investigation. She has a lot of feelings there, a lot of conflict of interest, a lot of history. Meanwhile, we know from Valentine and Brennan's chat in the prison bus that they need Sonny out of the way for pikemen to run their arms through Port Charles. And they know it's a problem because Jason is his watchdog. Jason is dangerous. He's lethal. And Jason was inside pikemen. And Valentine knows that. And I don't think Jason necessarily, because Jason and Jagger and Anna, none of them know Valentine is running. Anna is the closest to figuring out that Valentine is running it. So I definitely think Jason and Valentine are going to be coming at each other, because especially once Jason finds out what Valentine has done to Sunny, it's going to be very, very messy. My fourth prediction, I think Drew Kane and Nina Reeves are going to form a secret partnership. Last week, Drew was in Nina's office and basically wanting another go-round with her under the desk. She kicked him out, but she's tempted. And by Tuesday, April 30th, they have more scenes. Drew wants a favor from her. Wednesday, May 1st, Nina is optimistic. And I did see a leak, and I haven't done all my vetting on it, but I thought it was interesting, saying that Nina and Drew would be working together in secret and pulling some corporate strings. So this could absolutely be the start of it. I do think they are going to continue having sex, even though he has been chatting with Jordan, and, you know, she might still be chatting with Valentine, still thinking about Sunny, although she did tell Ava, take him. And I definitely feel like she's going to keep working on him to help her get closer to Willow and her grandkids. And that means he's going to be leveraging her for favors as well. And I think they are on a slippery slope to what might turn out to be an actual relationship, which is weird and interesting. But I do think it is going to remain secret for quite a while. Our fifth and final prediction, and this is a long running one, and just me thinking long term. I wonder if Dex Heller is going to wind up as part of the FBI. So again, a long ranging prediction, but Dex knows a good somewhat. He knows about Pikeman. And of course, John Cates is trying to take down Pikeman. Anna working with Jagger could put him in Dex's orbit. I'm sure Jagger knows Dex was working for Sunny. And with Dex about to be a cop, the FBI often recruits from law enforcement. So I could totally see John Cates scooping up Dex to try and use his knowledge of Sonny's organization and his knowledge of Pikeman to help his FBI case. And realistically, Dex being FBI would even give him more of a shield than just being PCPD. Although, to be fair, Sonny had a couple of his guys beat up John Cates, even though he is an FBI guy, but they weren't planning to kill him, I don't think. I think they were just working him over. So I could honestly see, if John Cates came in and did want to recruit Dex, that Anna might actually encourage him to do it. We'll see. Those are all of our weekly predictions. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see, where you think the storylines are going. I love reading your comments, and definitely subscribe if you haven't. Come back soon. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.